From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A bomb exploded at a busy market in southwest Pakistan today. Police say at least 63 people were killed, at least 180 others were wounded. The attack occurred in a Shiite Muslim neighborhood in the city of Quetta, which has been targeted several times in recent months by hardline Sunni militants. On March 1st, across-the-board spending cuts that will reduce federal spending by $85 billion begin to take effect. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the Obama administration is starting to sound the warning bell.
What's known as sequestration in Washington speak will cut domestic spending by 5% and the defense budget by about 8%. Its effects will be widespread. Many government employees will face temporary layoffs or furloughs. Air travelers may be confronted with longer lines at security because of fewer TSA screeners and then delays in getting off the ground due to fewer air traffic controllers. Homeland Security says there will be fewer boots on the ground patrolling the border with Mexico. The furloughs won't happen overnight. Senate Democrats will take up a proposal later this month to replace the sequester with more gradual cuts and higher taxes on millionaires. But with Republicans opposed, the plan is expected to fail. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Republican Congresswoman Martha Roby claims the president and Senate Democrats are using the sequester as a way to push through another tax increase.
It is a shame that our commander-in-chief is using the military he leads as leverage for an ideological crusade for higher taxes. These gains have to stop.
In the weekly Republican address, Roby said the president should replace the automatic cuts with more responsible spending cuts. She said the Republican-led House has already voted twice on such bills, but the Democratic-controlled Senate has failed to act. Both the House and the Senate are in recess all next week. Federal inspectors and repair crews are getting their first look aboard the disabled Carnival cruise ship Triumph. The vessel is in the port of Mobile, Alabama, after 4,000 passengers spent almost a week at sea without power. Pat Duggins of Alabama Public Radio has more.
Repair teams are inspecting the engines and electrical systems which failed while the Triumph was off Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Cleaning crews are also removing the raw sewage seen in the hallways. Jimmy Lyons is head of Alabama State Port Authority. He says Carnival has canceled up to 15 voyages for the Triumph, which means it could be April before the ship sets sail again.
Those voyages, I think it's doing 4- and 5-day voyages, so you can kind of do the math on that one. And so, you're talking about a couple of months anyhow.
All of the work is under the supervision of the National Transportation Safety Board and inspectors from the Bahamas where the Triumph is registered. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins.
A month-long school bus strike in New York City is over. Union leaders say they've been assured by several mayoral hopefuls that concerns about job security will be considered. The current mayor said the city won't be held hostage by the union. This is NPR. A spokesman for the Vatican says the Roman Catholic Church is considering whether it can call a conclave to elect a new pope sooner than March 15th. Pope Benedict is expected to resign February 28th. The rules say a conclave should be called 15 days after a vacancy to allow cardinals enough time to get to Rome. But since the cardinals know now they'll be needed, a sooner date may be possible. Cleanup is underway in Russia. A meteor exploded yesterday over the Ural Mountains. It blew out windows in more than 4,000 buildings. Some 1,200 people were injured, most by flying glass. Russia apparently isn't the only place to have been visited by bright lights in the sky this week. NPR's Allison Keyes explains.
Dozens remain hospitalized and some 1,200 were hurt, mostly by flying glass, when a meteor exploded in the skies over Russia yesterday. Now a space center in San Francisco says it's gotten calls about a streak of light in the sky that appeared last night. Jody Hamblin told KGO-TV.
It looked like a flash of lightning.
And in Cuba, residents in the city of Rodas told the website CubaSci they saw a bright light in the sky earlier in the week and felt a large explosion. Alan Harris of the German Aerospace Center says,
I think in the future we might be confronted with an increasing number of incidents like this.
He says that's because more and more of the Earth's surface is covered by cities. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
The supreme leader of Iran said today his country is not building nuclear weapons, but it could if it wanted to. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said on his website that Iran believes that all nuclear weapons must be abolished. But he said that if Iran intends to build them, the U.S. couldn't stop it. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.